All right, guys. Welcome back to Thirst Radio. Tell you what, Patrick, we actually got another break coming up in a few more minutes, but there should be enough time for you to go over the areas that you were going to be discussing before the last break, you know, specific spots that you want to have them do soundings.
Yeah, we were not allowed to scan around the Sphinx, but we were allowed to scan around the Great Pyramid, around the Second Pyramid, and around the Third Pyramid. That was last year in February 2006. And I can tell you, we found in total 9 items, but I can't give more specifics. Now it is not. We can't get permission to do more scans because we only scanned a small percentage of the Giza plateau, maybe 5%, and we found 9 items. So what will we find if we do the 95% of the rest of the Giza plateau? So we will find a lot more, I think. And we hope now to first to scan the labyrinth, and then when we have scanned the complete labyrinth, that will take more than a month, maybe a month and a half, because it's a large area, and it's pretty hard there to do scans. And if that is successful, we can go back to the Giza plateau, and then hopefully Zahi Hawass will be on pension then, and then we can work with the new guy. His name is Ali Shaheen, and then maybe we can better work together with the Egyptians, and hope we will be more successful.
So what are you anticipating this actually might wind up being, you know, in dollars, or, well, it wouldn't be dollars, I guess, but...
What do you mean? We have the money to do it, huh?
Have the funds. You have all the funds.
We have the funds. We have the funds to do it. It's only a matter of permission from the Egyptians.
Oh, I thought you were... Okay, I'm sorry. Wow.
Yeah. Now previously, till a few years ago, we didn't have the money, and it was very expensive to do a radar research, because you had to import it from Europe or from the United States, and then it costed about... Well, $60,000 to $70,000 for scanning for 2 weeks, but it's a lot cheaper if you ask the Egyptians to scan. They do it for a fifth of the price. Normally, that Europeans or Americans are asking. So it's no problem now for the funds. It's the problem for the permission. So,
that's great. I mean, you've got one of the major hurdles already leaped over. So, you know, I forgot to mention, I wanted to have you mention your, you know, website or any books you've got available before we continue on, so people can get that information.
Yes, my website is www.howtosurvive2012.com.
So, howtosurvive2012.com.
2012.com, and my books are The Orion Prophecy, that is the first book, and then the second book is The World Cataclysm in 2012, and then the third book is How to Survive 2012.
And they're all available right on the website?
They are all available. You can find them on the website, and you can order them at Amazon.com, or you can order them at the bookstores at Barnes & Noble or the other bookstores from the United States.
Who's your publisher? Is it Adventures Unlimited?
Adventures Unlimited Press is my publisher, yes.
Ah, yes. Okay, great. Yeah, they're really good. Yeah. Okay, this is that break I was promising. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, guys. Back in my Super Earth Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Patrick Jarrell on the line. And he's with howtosurvive2012.com. You can go there and get any of his three books. Very interesting stuff. So, you know, I'm really fascinated with the obviously, you cover Egypt, the Egyptian discoveries in there, right? Is it the 2012 one?
Yeah. I have put the labyrinth in a big way on my website because I'm very sure it will blow sky high next year, and it will be on the front pages from all newspapers around the world for several weeks that we have found that we have found the labyrinth. I hope to do that next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to get you back on. If not before then, by then, to give us an update what you see going on there.
Yeah,
so,
there is a lot going on. Now, I am so far with my discoveries because my books were also published in Poland. And 4 years ago, a Polish guy contacted me. His first name is Andrew. And then he said, look, he said, I believe you, and I want to help you. Will we work together? And I said, okay, yes. And then a few months later, he said, can you come to Chicago? And then in Chicago, 3 years ago, we did a conference, and we got $50,000 together. So we were able to start our research. And then I went back to Chicago again last year, and I also did in Poland several conferences, and that's in short how I got the money together, and we put everything together with his help.
Now, of course, the funding that you have is just to cover the soundings, right? But that doesn't involve any digging that might ensue?
No, we have indeed funding. Look, we asked it last year for excavations at the Giza Plateau because a wealthy Polish person wanted to pay the money for that, but we didn't get the permission from the Egyptian authorities. That was that is the biggest problem. So they didn't give permission for excavations. Because
they kind of have an arrogance about them, don't they? I mean, like, you know, they recommended that the Great Pyramid be one of the seven modern, or what is this? Yeah, seven wonders of the world or whatever. And they actually said, no, it's in a class by itself.
Yeah, well, they are a bit right about that, but the biggest problem is a bit Zahi Hawass. He holds everything back, you know. He's very hard to work with. We don't understand it. If the labyrinth or something else would have been in any other country in the world, even in Iraq or in Iran, it would have been excavated 10 years ago. But because it is in Egypt, they hold everything back. It's very frustrating to work with these people, you know. Very frustrating. I can write 20 books about it.
You know, I'm surprised because it's not like, you know, Turkey or something where there's all kinds of fighting going on and there's international relations problems. I mean, Egypt is supposed to be a Western-friendly country.
Yeah, it's a friendly country to go on vacation, no problems. But for excavations and so, it's now very hard. All the archaeologists are complaining at the moment because it's so hard to get permissions to do something. So it takes too much time and too much effort to do something.
Now, do you have advocates in Egypt that are, you know, helping you along with this, that are, you know, interested in the same thing?
Yeah, we have, but still, it's you have to pass to the Council of Antiquities,
and they
hold everything back. You know, it's a long process in Egypt. Everything. I was there last week, and then if you want something, it. They always are too late. If we say, okay, we will be there at 9 o'clock, well, expect them at 10:30 or something. It's the Egyptian way. Eh? It's warm weather, and they are a bit lazy. You understand?
And, right. Politics.
Yeah, politics. And relax. We are not in a hurry, and if it is not for today, then maybe next week or next month or next year, and so on and so on and so on. So it's difficult to get something done.
Boy, this sounds like you know, the search for the Ark of the Covenant there under the Temple Mount. Supposedly there were some archaeologists back in the late 80s, early 90s that had dug through and found a tunnel. They flashed a flashlight in this room that they had uncovered, and they saw gold twinkling in the light. And suddenly, some officials—I don't know if they were Muslim or Israeli officials or what they were—but they ordered them out of there. And supposedly, they cemented up the hole, and no one's allowed to go down there anymore. And you know, it sounds so typical of the stuff you run into. You know, frustrating politics.
Very, very, very frustrating politics. So, but there is, we hope, a big change next year when Zahi Hawass leaves. So we hope then that everything will be very friendly for foreigners, and that we can start to do business again. So
right. Now, assuming everything goes as anticipated, you know, you're actually able to do this, are you going to be on the site? Will you be participating in the actual digs, or are you just going to be there observing, or?
Well, first, if we can...
I'll find it first, yeah.
If we can get permission, then the Egyptians will start digging, eh? And now, what we have found at the Giza Plateau is 20 meters deep. So they must dig 20 meters before they are there. And now, if you know archaeology and digging, that is with that takes a long, long time. The digging will take, according to the Egyptians, for 20 meters, 6 months to a year. So it's very slow digging. You can't stay there a whole year watching.
right, sure.
When they are there, then and they find then the chamber under the ground, then okay, then it's time to come then. Huh?
Yeah, you'll definitely want to be there for the opening of the thing. Now,
if that is possible.
Right. Of course, we haven't even started to talk really about the 2012 thing yet. But I'm so intrigued with this. Before we get back to the 2012 thing, what other than records, a preserved library, something akin apparently to the Alexandrian Library, are you anticipating anything else to be found there?
Well, normally there are rumors that there should be under the Sphinx a library. But that is possible that somewhere at the Giza Plateau there is a library. I don't know.
Herodotus, what did he say is in the labyrinth? Did he elaborate at all?
Yes, he wrote about that there are the tombs from the first pharaohs from Egypt and the secrets from the Egyptians. And he was not allowed to enter the rooms where the secrets from the Egyptians were. But there was a Frenchman, and he translated that you can find there the circle of gold. And that is a room, a very big room, completely in granite, sheeted with gold. And on that gold is the theory how they calculated the end of 2012. So we have to find this room called the Circle of Gold. And also we expect to find a very large room with the complete zodiac of the sky and all the star systems, because the Egyptians were very keen astronomers, and they had such a room. And that is also what we have to find. And we want to find also the how the previous Earth looked like before the last pole shift. The last pole shift, according to the records from the Egyptians, was in 9792 BC. And the Earth looked completely else, because the United States, most of the United States, was then under the pole. And it came free because the United States and South America moved 3,000 kilometers. And in 2012, the United States will move again under the pole. And then,
well, that would explain the glaciers.
Yes.
Apparently, what we see in Antarctica is just a giant glacier like what we had here at one time. That would make sense.
Yeah, if you see the movie Ice Age, in the beginning of the movie, they let you show United States ice, and then ice free, and then again after a few 10,000 years again ice, and then again ice free, and that is a recurring cycle, and that is because the United States every 11,500 years goes under the pole and then shifts back to the position it is now. You understand?
Yeah, I'm sure you read the book, The Day the Earth Nearly Died.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a fascinating book. Anybody who doubts that that's happened in the past, you got to read that book. It's just, it'll remove any doubt you have. In fact, I want to get at least one of those. It was written by two authors, British authors. I want to get them guys on, or at least one of them. Very interesting book. Okay, guys, another break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, back on Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're interviewing Patrick Jarrell from howtosurvive2012.com. And you can go there and read some interesting, fascinating articles and order his books talking about the Mayan and Egyptian prophecy foretelling another calamity, another asteroid impact, if you will, coming up in 2012. So let's get into that. We've been discussing some background information, but let's get right into the heart of this thing now. Both the ancient Egyptians and the ancient Maya had foreseen 2012, the exact same date. Very interesting, as the next asteroidal impact. And of course, this is, without question, a reoccurring event, isn't it? Because we know this has happened.
It's a bit more complicated than you think. The Maya and the Egyptians, they knew a theory about the sunspot cycle. Now, with that theory, you can calculate that the sun has a major top every 11 years, and then it goes down. At the moment, there are no sunspots at the sun, so it is very quiet. Now, last year, NASA found a new theory about the sunspots. And they said that in 2012 there will be a very high sunspot activity, maybe the highest ever recorded. And this is in relation to the prophecy or the calculations of the Maya and the Egyptians. Because the Egyptians and the Maya, they knew the sunspot cycle theory, that is, I have to say this again, is not known by astronomers. And I was able to decode that theory after decoding the Dresden Codex of the Maya. And with that theory, they count down to 2012. And in 2012, there will be a major sunspot activity. And in one day, the polar field of the sun will change completely. And a huge amount particles will be thrown to the Earth. And that will get us a polar reversal. It's a bit more complicated to explain everything.
So this doesn't even involve necessarily an impact, then?
No. It's in fact it's not an asteroid, but it is trillions of particles from the sun that are infalling into the magnetic field of the Earth. Do you understand?
Right. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I thought it was actually going to involve
No. It's a lot more complicated than that. And then in the old scriptures from the Egyptians, Herodotus wrote that the sun came up in the west, and then it came up in the east, and after that it came again up in the west, and then again in the east. And the only thing to explain this was to say that the Earth stopped its rotation and went the other way around. Now, I had to think several years about the mechanism, how that could be possible work, and then I found it. When the trillions of particles from the sun, they fall into the magnetic field of the Earth. Now, if you have the inner core from the Earth is very small, around that you have the lava, and then you have the crust. The crust from the Earth is only about 50 miles thick, that is the stone, eh? And under it is the lava and so on. Eh? Now, the inner core from the Earth is magnetic, with a north and a south pole. When the magnetic particles from the sun fall into the magnetic field of the Earth, they give an opposite current. And mm-hmm. the inner core of the Earth is pushed upside down in less than one day. Now, when the inner core of the Earth is pushed upside down, you have to see that before you. Then you will.
So these are more electromagnetic driven forces, right?
Yes, and then the Earth will stop rotating the other side. You have to take a ball, just take a ball and turn it around, and then just hold it, turn it around, and then you will see that the Earth after that will start rotating the opposite direction. So, and that explains why the North Pole becomes the South Pole. Because
they've already been noting very bizarre solar activity that's been going on
the last years. Yes, there is a very bizarre solar activity, and that is in relation to the predictions of the Maya and the Egyptians. So now there is no solar activity, there are zero sunspots, but next year the sunspots will go up. And then I think there will be a major panic in 2000 and maybe next year or 2009 because of the recurring sunspot activity. That is very strange.
Interesting. So, we'll talk some more about that and the implications of it, folks, when we get back. Another short break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Okay, guys, back on Two Thirds Radio. We're joined by Patrick Jarrell talking about the Mayan 2012 prophecy. So, you know, in your estimation, what exactly do you see coming our way? In fact, before we even get into that, I should ask, in past times where there have been crises like this, do you see that it's always been the sun going through a cycle and that it and didn't necessarily involve an asteroidal impact?
Well, there were maybe some asteroid impacts, but they are not so many like the solar cycle. According to what I have found, there is a recurring cycle from 11,500 years that the magnetic field of the sun changes, and also that gives a big reversal of the magnetic field of the Earth. And this is in relation with the ice ages that are found in the United States and in Europe. So everybody thinks now you have seen the movies about an asteroid falling into the Earth, but that is only a small calamity in relation to what will happen in 2012. Because you remember seeing that an asteroid is hitting the Earth and that a big wave is falling into New York. Did you see that movie a few years ago?
I can't remember the name of it, but there was one.
Yeah, Deep Impact or something like that.
Yeah, I think that was it. Sure. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
I forgot.
Pretty good.
Now you had a high.
Pretty frightening too.
Yeah, you had a high tidal wave. Eh? Now, but according to very old manuscripts and the talks about people, and this is worldwide. You can find it on the internet. There was the flood of Noah. You understand? And then there was the flood was so high that the highest mountains in the world were almost covered with water.
Sure.
Now you can explain that. At the equator, the speed of the Earth is almost 1,000 miles an hour. You understand? 1,000 miles an hour.
You know, I've always viewed that as being caused by an impact, but yeah, not necessarily. It could have been multiple things.
Now, if the Earth stops in one day, listen very carefully, the Earth will stop rotating in one day, and then it will start rotating the other way. So that is a difference from 2,000 miles an hour. If you drive very hard with a car and you stop, then your body is thrown forwards. Now, if the Earth stops rotating, the oceans, they just go further. And that will give that massive flood. And according to old manuscripts, it was almost 1.5 mile high. And that is a lot higher than with an asteroid impact. So the calamity in 2012 will be much larger than you have seen in all the movies from an asteroid falling into the Earth. So that is only a minor calamity in relation to what will happen.
And, wow. That's a spooky thought.
That's in short, but then you have to understand.
I wish we could strike a deal with the sun and have it only specifically hit certain areas of the planet. That would be kind of neat.
That will be, but it's impossible because the magnetic field of the Earth is weakening. That's a known fact. And if it weakens further, then the cosmic radiation can kill us. So the magnetic field from the Earth has to be recharged like a battery. And the trillions of particles from the sun, they can recharge the battery of the Earth. So it has to happen. Otherwise, we will die because of the weakening of the magnetic field of the Earth. So in fact, a lot of people and animals and plants and so will die, but then
just raise an interesting point. The Earth's magnetic field has been dwindling in power pretty regularly.
Yes.
They've noticed for the past, at least the past century or so.
Yeah, very.
And
it's very hard down. It's 60% down the last 2,000 years. And there is not that many left if it goes that rapidly down. So if there is no magnetic field around the Earth, then the cosmic radiation can kill everybody on Earth.
That alone would kill life on Earth, sure.
That alone would kill. So, in fact, it's a natural cycle. It's a cycle to renew the magnetic field of the Earth and to protect us again against the radiation of the cosmos. So, but with that, it's in fact, this is the end of times as predicted in the Bible. That is, it's the same. We talk about the same thing. This is the end of times.
Right. Yeah. Well, very interesting. Yeah, quite possibly.
Okay. Now, I haven't said all things because all the volcanoes on the whole world, they will go off. Now, did you see on this, I think it is Discovery Channel.
Are you planning on catching a shuttle flight to the moon just prior to that? Or
no, it's because if you have a shuttle flight, you will die first. Because the trillions of particles that will be around the Earth, they will kill all astronauts immediately. Even if you are on Mars, you will be killed immediately. because of the radiation.
Do you think there's any point on the Earth that might be sheltered from this?
No, nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Only if you are in the high mountains, higher than 2.5 kilometers, you are safe from the flood, and you must be far away from all volcanoes. Now, there was, on, I think, Discovery Channel or National Geographic, there was a documentary about Yellowstone Park going supervolcano. And if Yellowstone Park goes supervolcano, that can happen every moment, and I think there is a very high chance it will happen in 2012, then almost 90% of all people in the whole world can die because of the nuclear winter from the particles that will be around the Earth and that will shield us from the radiation, from the sunlight. And because everything will be very cold in the whole world, there will be almost no grain and no plants, and we will die from famine and from hunger. So that's a very bleak prospect, only from Yellowstone Park. And so you have to remember that all volcanoes in the whole world, they will go off. And that's in short...
Any good news in this? any survivors
with
this
disaster?
The
good news is after that, only a few million survivors will have the whole world for them alone. That's the only good news. So
people like George Bush and Brown and...
No, I think... look, even if you have a lot of money, but you are not prepared, you will die. Only the people that are prepared and that are on unsinkable boats like Noah or in the high mountains, like we will be. I have a survival group in South Africa, and we will be in the Drakensberg Mountains in South Africa, and we will try there to start a new civilization.
I'll be there.
Well,
Count me in.
you have to be quick.
Hey, maybe we can actually have a shot at peace for a change. It'll wipe out all of the warmongers and we'll start over again.
There will only a few million survivors in the whole world, so it would be insane.
Well, I'll tell you, if the Earth is knocked off its axis, you definitely would have a flood. I mean, the ocean's waters would just be sent hurtling.
Yeah, and that will kill almost immediately more than 90% of all people, because 90% of all people in the whole world are lower than, I think, 1 kilometer height. So the flood will wipe out 90% of all people. And then I am not talking about the volcanoes and about the earthquakes higher than the Richter scale. So that's in short the whole story. So it's very bleak. It's very bleak, but we will start a new civilization, and I hope we won't have wars afterwards. You're never sure of that, of course, because after a few thousand years, we will be again with maybe a billion or 2 billion people, and then everything can start all over again like we are doing now. I don't like it, but it's history. It happens, you know?
Right, right. Wow, yeah, that's a sobering prospect.
It's
so,
a very sobering
let's see
prospect.
Now. I've got, another 4 years left, or not even?
No, you have still 5 years left because it's at the end of 2012.
Oh, okay, right. Well, I got a few more years left.
There is a possibility that it can happen, that something can happen in late 2012. 11. There was on Discovery Channel a program, and scientists have found that when there is a solar flare that is 2.5 times bigger than the one from 1989, that the whole electric grid system from the world can be destroyed completely. because the transformators, they will burn down if there is such a big solar flare, 2.5 times bigger than 1989. And if the electricity stops in the whole world, then, of course, everything stops. And then we won't have food, we won't have water, we won't have gasoline, we won't... You won't have payments, you won't have money, everything will stop, and after 3 weeks we will start killing each other for food and for drink. So it is possible that in late 2011 a big solar flare can destroy the electric grid system from the whole world. So if you want to survive, then you have to be, you need to take precautions for late 2011.
Well, I mean, even relatively minor bursts in solar flare activities have been known to knock out communication satellites and wreak all kinds of havoc, even here on the ground.
Yeah, but the NASA is expecting big solar flares. You can find that on I have you can see it. I have put it on my website. But if you go to the NASA, they have just a new theory about the big solar flares coming in 2012.
The same time frame? Are they actually predict forecasting this for the next 5 years?
They are now the latest that was on the NASA website is that they are researching all the theories concerning the next super cycle from solar flares, and they will put it their recommendations together somewhere in half of 2008. They hope to have then. The complete conclusions, but they are working on it. Yeah.
I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the Bush administration is not going to euthanize us. The bad news is the sun's going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy. Indeed. Yeah. No, we are completely doomed, and I'm very sure of this because I stopped working last year. And the only thing I'm doing is now forming a survival group and then trying to find in Egypt the artifacts that, with which we can prove that I am correct and that in 2012 something very big will happen. And that's the only thing I'm doing now. So I stopped working. It's insane for to work now.
Have you actually been asked to come to speak, before any scientific conventions? Or,
no, I mean, no, is there any... no. I have to say a lot about that because in Belgium I am very known because I made prediction about from astronomy more than 25 years ago. I was on the Belgian television 17 years ago, and I predicted an accelerating universe, and I also predicted billions of quasars in the infrared. And I wrote a book about that. Unfortunately, it is still not translated in English, but I'm working on it. And then and I made some other predictions, and I am very sure that they are also right. Now, the last 10 years, they found billions of quasars in the infrared, and also they found that the universe is expanding with an acceleration. So my previous predictions have been proven absolutely right, and so that gives me a far advance about the other scientists, but it's very hard to get it true, because it's a doomsday prediction that they don't want to talk about my other predictions. You understand?
Yeah, but I mean, so you see this as sudden. I mean, come December 21st, 2012, it's just gonna wham, just all at once, or is it gradually oncoming, or?
You will see a lot of sunspot activity. and then suddenly, in one day, the sun will
like
the activity of the sun will shoot up 20-fold or something like that, and then it's too late. You can't escape because only 8 minutes after that, it's possible that the communication systems and everything will be destroyed in the earth, on the earth, and so you can't escape at that moment.
Is it going to be something akin to like the sun giving off like its outer layer, like a bubble or something? You know what I'm saying? Is it? Or is it just non-visible radiation emissions? Or is
No. You will see the light of the sun will increase tremendously. According to old manuscripts, the sun becomes blue because it will become very hot. And then the hotter you are, the more blue you have. You have red supergiants from stars, and they are cool. And then you have blue. Star.
So it'll actually transform into another class of star then.
Yeah, very shortly. Yeah, the temperature of the sun will increase, and then it will be a blue star, and then that is the moment that it will happen. So that's in short about 2012.
Wow, we got a lot of good stuff to look forward to, I guess. All right, folks, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got a few more minutes here with our guest, Patrick Jarrell. So, I don't know, Patrick, it looks like December 20th of 2012, I think a lot of people are going to be maxing out their credit cards and looting Walmarts.
Well, they should start now. But the only thing you can do is go on vacation as much as possible. Enjoy your life. You have only 5 years left. Maybe four if there is a big solar cycle at the late of 2011. Just do it. Enjoy your life. You can't do anything else because most of the people won't believe it, and when they believe it, then it will be too late. I am sure I can find the artifacts in the underground in Egypt, but that, of course, that can maybe take another 3 years, and then it's too late for action at that moment because the cataclysm is so near, you can't do that much. So that's it in short.
Wow. And like you said, you have quite a few people in Belgium, huh, that are behind you on this? I mean, they...
No, it's international because of my website. I have people from Australia.
Yeah, but I mean, especially in Belgium. How many people do you have that are planning on actually going with you to the mountains in Africa?
Well, at the moment, we are busy with a few hundred people. But it's not possible for everybody to come. They can visit from next year. You can find the details on my website. And then if you want to invest, then you for a survival strategy, you can do it. So it's possible. But we don't have much place. Because in the whole of South Africa, there are only three mountains high enough for the tidal wave. And one of them is our place. And but the other places are not for sale, so that is a problem. So there is only a limited amount of people that can survive in South Africa.
So you've actually purchased...
We are very busy with it. The auction will be the 9th of November, and we have the money to buy it, and then we will start building immediately. We want to build bunkers, and then food supplies for 3 years, and a whole range of survival material and books, with all the knowledge that we have up until now.
Hey, you better hurry up because they might be planning a nuclear war before then. Talking World
okay,
War
but,
III.
South Africa will be nuclear free, I think. There is not so much there. So that's
wow.
What we
well,
are
Well, I got to tell you, Patrick, I hope you're wrong. Let me ask you. Okay, so you're going to actually plan to be there, what, like a week ahead or something, or a month ahead?
No, a year before, because
a year
I
before.
Told you, at late 2011, it is possible that a big solar flare can destroy the electric grid system. And then you can't go you can't fly airplanes after that. You understand?
Oh, okay, I got you. So let me ask you, though, if December 21st comes and goes that year and nothing happens, is it back to the drawing board? Does it mean they were wrong in their prediction or, you know, something?
No. I'm absolutely sure.
Absolutely sure, huh?
Absolutely
no doubt.
Absolutely sure. No doubt about it.
Wow.
So, and you will see it on the NASA website maybe next year that they are expecting something big, and then... Hold your breath after reading that.
Crazy stuff, boy. Okay, thanks a lot, Patrick. Appreciate you coming on. Once again, guys, howtosurvive2012.com if you want to go and get in his books and read them. All right, thanks a lot, my friend.
Okay.
Have you on next year. You can fill us in on the discoveries in Egypt. Take care, folks. Great guest tomorrow. We'll see you then.
With recent internet...